Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
But the other side of this coin is Caleb Williams' concerns. It's in the past. The good news about all this, Bears fans, is that they have a new head coach. They have a new coaching staff. Everything that was concerning the Williams family before, outside of the history, is gone. And here's what I will say, is that, look, in the offseason, I'm not going to walk away from it. I wanted Mike Vrabel. I thought he was the right head coach for the Chicago Bears because I needed an adult in the room. I needed a guy that was going to light a fire and not take any BS from some players and bring in intensity and a professionalism and maybe a little bit of attitude into the locker room. When Ben Johnson was hired, I've had flashbacks to Matt Nagy about, is this guy possibly just a repeat of the flash in the pan, flavor of the month, hot coordinator? And that could still very much be true. Because at the end of the day, before I'm about to say what I'm about to say, I am judging the Chicago Bears on results this season. Production, wins, how they play. The feelings for me of the potential, whether the culture's in the right place, don't care about it anymore. Caleb Williams, look, second year, first year, you got a big excuse train. You got a big pile of excuses from year one, and a lot of them were valid, and many of them were earned, and you had a bit of a part, you had a little bit to do with it, but when you mix the offensive line with the bad coaching and the bad head coach and the terrible decisions, you can come up with a lot of different reasons why maybe Caleb Williams didn't get a fair shake in his first year. Second year, though, now with Ben Johnson as the head coach, there aren't many excuses for Caleb Williams. We're going to learn very quickly whether he is the franchise quarterback for the Chicago Bears moving forward. And we're going to learn a lot whether Ben Johnson can take his play calling from the Detroit system into a new one in Chicago. And it's going to have to be results-based. We're not going to have to bank on potential, I feel like. And when it comes to Ben Johnson, here's what I'll say, and it's in May right now. A lot of the reports and a lot of things that I've read about OTAs is that this dude has a fire and an attitude that we have not seen in Chicago in a long time. And that agitation, that edge that I wanted from a Mike Vrabel, to this point, it appears that Ben Johnson is bringing that to the field. And I got to shake hands with it. There were multiple reports that just in OTAs, now keep in mind, OTAs are optional. And OTAs are the first versions of practice that Ben Johnson has gotten his opportunity to put his hands on these players. Figuratively, not literally. But there were reports. Ben Johnson screaming at Cole Kmet for getting it wrong. If a play is wrong, whistle, run it back. We're doing it again until you get it right. There was even a report that Caleb Williams connected downfield to DJ Moore for a huge play, and Ben Johnson ran up to him, screaming at him that that isn't the play that's going to cut it in the NFL. That play worked there, but that's a mistake area. So everything's hunky-dory, right? Ben Johnson's taking charge. I do like what he has to say. He's very articulate. He gives you more than the oatmeal that was coming out of Matt Eberflus's mouth all those years. So I think the important thing with Ben Johnson isn't so much winning the press conference. It isn't so much being better or more articulate than Matt Eberflus. It's all going to come down to results and wins. And when I go through the schedule on the other side of this break, you're going to see that this schedule is much more difficult than the one that was last year. And you are going to have to ask yourself the question, outside of the offensive line, are the Chicago Bears demonstrably better across the board? Is there really truly a ton of talent on this roster? And was it just the coaching or circumstance or lack of execution or sometimes good players just not playing good football? And I'm going to be incredibly hesitant and critical until I see it on the field. I'm going to report what I hear. I'm going to report what I see. I'm going to report what I read. When I talk to insiders and sources inside Halas Hall, I am going to share it with you here on WLS AM 890. But as we go through this process over the summer, I'm not here to tamp down your enthusiasm, but I'm also here to tell you that for me as a Chicago Bears fan, I need results. I love the fact that Ben Johnson was the top hire in town. I love the fact that even though it does maybe sting a little bit as a Bears fan, that Caleb Williams and his family had concerns about coming to Chicago and thought about not choosing Chicago. I do feel good that at the end of the day, after visiting this city and seeing the potential of possibly becoming a legend by being a winning quarterback here in this town, that Caleb Williams ended up choosing Chicago. And I am feeling very good that at the end of the day, whether I like it or not, the top coaching hire of the offseason, the guy that was sought after the most, and he was sought after more than Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson at the end of the day chose to come to Chicago. Ben Johnson chose to play for the Chicago Bears. So I'm willing to ride that optimism. And in the past, I've had patience and I've had a let's see attitude. My patience is pretty thin. And I understand that he's a first-year head coach, and I understand it's Caleb Williams in his second year, first year in a new offensive system. But the only way that my skepticism is going to go away about the entire operation that the McCaskies run in this city is unless we see more W's than losses on the board. Because what I've just learned over the past 2 weeks with this Caleb Williams story is that there is a world where the McCaskey family is such a detriment that it can make players not want to play in this city. Not based on their personality. Of course, everyone says that they're really nice people. But when you make decisions like, well, we're sticking with Matt Eberflus, when everyone knows that's not the right idea, that's not the right choice, he is not up to snuff. He had his opportunity, and even if he hasn't gotten the best shot with the talent on his roster, you know for a fact deep down that the dude can't coach an NFL team. Sticking with him, those types of decisions can be detriments to good players wanting to come to the city. And I hope when we read that article, yes, it's a terrible look for Ryan Poles, but I hope George reads that article and starts to realize that, yeah, some of these decisions that I make to keep me comfortable, they're hurting my football team and they're preventing us from winning games. I feel like there was a bit of a mea culpa by signing Ben Johnson to huge amounts of money. I mean, just think about why Ben Johnson was the one and only choice this offseason. Because the Chicago Bears came this close to having a quarterback prospect completely humiliate them on a national stage, refuse to go to their team. And now that he is on said team, they need to make that work. I don't even think Mike Vrabel could have been an option. And maybe we'll look back on that and realize that that's wrong because of the decisions that the Chicago Bears make. But at the end of the day, Caleb Williams is on the Bears. Ben Johnson chose the Chicago Bears. He is the new head coach of the Chicago Bears. They need to go forward, and the only way to quiet this, the only way to shut this up, and the only way to turn the page and start a new era is to win games. That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I want. And until then, I'm going to be incredibly skeptical that the Chicago Bears as a franchise, with all their history, are going to sing a different tune this time.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.